Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some band. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. If you see my brothers and we go forever, get them stitchy. Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the your heart got so heavy, thinking to myself like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me, but that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Like to welcome y'all to another episode of OG Radio, and this time we're doing something new. We're going to do a poetry night, basically. So I would like to welcome my special guest. You can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, what's up, everybody? This is girl. I am Genesis. I'm doing poetry for a couple years now live, but this is my second time doing it on the radio. So I don't know how this is going to work, but it seemed to work fine last time. But hey, everybody, it's nice to meet everybody.
We have a lot of listeners from around the world that tune in. It's pretty much every day now because it was every Tuesday and Friday, it was a regular show. Then I added podcasts on Monday, so then I went to three shows a week. And then my producer added request shows, so now I went to four shows, and now I might as well add poetry. So now every day of the week, we got something going.
Okay, that's
so.
That's pretty dope.
Whenever you're ready, to go ahead and share some of this dopeness.
Okay. I wanted to share a poem I did before because I had like a couple mini poems, but I haven't performed those before, so I'm gonna go ahead and do this one. Can you hear me good on here?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. All right. This is for my daughter. I thought the coils, no, I thought the curls, no, I thought the naps that grew from my scalp were like homegrown terrorists defeated every 3 months when a grenade of white creamy smeared across my scalp, covering the new naps that emerged, telling myself I was the prettiest I could ever be, all the while singing, just for me. Giving my coils, no, my curls, no, my naps, a lethal injection of that white creamy white gin corn. I'm too scared to show you hair. You got me tapping my feet to that NDIRE. I can agree that I'm not this scared. I don't have an explanation to show you my real hair. Hot comb, followed by hot grease and berms, cooking my scalp into physical problems, gets inflamed like my brain. See, my soul glow was and of oppression, what I thought was perfection, taking my claws, my curls on my neck, community by activism, let it lie, lie my neck down flat, crucified by my own community, turning the sense to be ponytails and weeds placed upon my crown as lead with remedy with all evil, dirty deeds, hoping to straighten away my fear from my fear away from the truth, away from the hiding of my naps because they're always under infested with the social stigma, victimized by the chemical genocide brought by my hands, worked by my feet, and just so I could bend in my beauty with skin deep. But baby girl, you're not alone. Trust me, you're not alone. Thank you.
Yo, that was dope. I was definitely
thank
dope.
You.
You hit him with that just for me line. I remember that.
Yeah, that was the commercial that my mom used to have us when we was like 6 and 7, putting that, you know, that perms in your hair, and you know, you're not understanding that that's just not you. So I wrote it for my daughter when she wanted me to go natural. So
right.
She wanted her hair to be my hair to be like hers. And I didn't understand it until
right.
I did have a daughter.
Yeah. Hey, they always say, just wait till you have a kid.
Right.
Say it all
so,
the time.
Yeah. So that was one of the poems I wanted to share tonight. I'm on IG, which is 3YE apostrophe M Genesis. I do a lot of poetry on there. I'm trying to do more. And when we're out of this quarantine, I have a place in Aurora, Illinois, where I host poetry at one of the venues out there that I do often. But I used to do a lot in Hawaii, too, when I was over there. So I'm trying to bring it here to Illinois. We'll see what happens once the quarantine opens up. But I have more information on my pages.
I definitely want to check it out. All this is over with. I'm dying to get out the house and see something.
Yeah, I'd love to come and bring some other people. I'll be trying to get some other poets, but you know they all over the world because I traveled a lot. So a lot of them are on different time zones. So they either doing whatever they're doing, and it's night over here. So I know Hawaii right now is 4 hours. I know Georgia is like an hour ahead of us, so they probably laying down. But, you know, it's a lot of different people that I've worked with, and I would love for you to hear some of their work. And I have a lot of mentors in poetry that I just love, you know, would love for you guys to hear and have that experience of those dopest poets that I've ever run. So
I'm definitely looking forward to that. And we have another caller, which is, while I'll let her introduce herself.
Okay.
Go ahead, Colin. Introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. My name is Misfit.
Which is now like a fan favorite on the show now. It's like, what, your third, fourth time?
Yeah, just about.
So, yeah. So I was trying to do a Facebook thing. It didn't work. So I moved it to this real quick. So, I also have Genesis on the line here. She also is another poet. You just missed what she just spit, but whenever you're ready, Mystery, go ahead.
Is there like a time frame? Because I'm trying to see which one of my pieces to do.
We got all the way up to now. We got 48 minutes left.
Oh yeah, my poem won't be that long, but. I'll do this one since we got a little bit. It's called Long Story Short. It basically talks about mental health. I ain't going to really give too much of the piece away, but I love talking about mental health because it's very important to me, especially being, you know, from the Black community. I don't think we talk about it enough.
Right.
But I'm going to do this piece real quick.
Okay.
All right, y'all, so here I go. Long story short, I've been through some shit. Some things that I couldn't always get through myself. And maybe I could have gotten through them a little bit quicker if I had only a little more help. But I'm not going to sit up here and cry over spilled milk. See, me, I simply want to address the facts. Because in order for me to move forward, I must first address what's been holding me back, and I've been walked over. I mean hurt and knocked down. And I'm still coughing up water from the last time people let me drown. I have went through losses. I took plenty of L's. And see, most of the shit I went through felt like a living hell. Like when I lost my youngest son's dad to gun violence. They found him dead, execution style, in the street. So after dealing with that loss, hearing people say, things are only going to get better for you, that didn't really mean much to me. Because I was still a single mother of two and no, planned on being another statistic. I guess me asking God to be able to raise my kids without a link card or the government's help was me being too unrealistic. When all I really wanted was some aid and assistance. And yes, I am independent and I'm self-efficient, but let's not forget to mention I didn't make these babies by myself. And I told y'all, I done took some major losses from people who ain't even dead. And you see, that's the stuff that gets to me when I replay it in my head, because I've lost friends who said they would never leave me. Here today, then gone in a week. And I know I should be happy because you're only as strong as your weakest link, but I had to break chains from those paper mache's and no cliches, because I know everything happens for a reason. But I've rolled for people who wouldn't walk for me, and I'm so done with the people pleasing. And if I'm being totally honest, there's a lot of situations that I should have left. I mean, I've tried polygamy. I've played the fool. I've unintentionally shared the man. I've been a weekend chick who was only good enough to hit, but when it came time to commit, he would miss me with that shit. And it's not that I didn't want something real. Because, I mean, who doesn't want someone to call their own at night? But my someone special died 4 years ago, so there's no need for me to try it again, right? Because people, they never lived up to their expectations. Only good for time wasting. And me, I've never been patient with dating, so I was always chasing something that wasn't meant for me. And I'm going to leave it right there because it's a long-ass piece, so I just did half of it.
You could have kept going. We got nothing but time.
Okay, I'm
going to keep going.
I skipped to the good part. It called my name so many times, but I ignored it for as long as possible. Suicide called my name so many times, and I've ignored it for as long as possible. But on that night, I was ready to risk it all. And no, I didn't leave a note. No, I didn't want anyone to call, and I liked it that way. I felt that's how things should be. Truthfully, I felt my kids deserved a mom who was a lot stronger than me. I just wanted to say, fuck it. Tell the person you won. I wish it was me instead of my son's dad who was standing on the under end of that gun. And at that time, I just wanted to be free. F-R-E-E, free. Free of my pain. Free of regret. Free of my bad choices. Free of this depression. Free of me. But I found myself searching, and it seems like the search was meaningless. I started thinking to myself, and my life started meaning less. I was screaming less, believing less, dreaming less, breathing less, and I proceeded left. So hard for me to live when I needed death. And I know you may call me selfish, and you may even look at me jaded. I know y'all want to hear affirmations and positivity on me being strong, but no Marvin Sapp songs because I wasn't glad that I made it. But I should be happy to be living this American dream. And sure, life threw me plenty of fishing rods, but I lost hope before I could fish upstream. But I speak for the people who don't always see cupcakes and rainbows. I speak for those who can't always look above for the answers. I speak for the risk takers, the just maybes, the chances. You see, my life has been struggle, mixed with pain, a dab of failure, and more mistakes than I can count. All while me trying to handle my shit and still figure everything out. But I'm good. I'm good. I ain't going back and forth with these problems. I'm trying to live my best life. But in order for me to live my best life, I have to live my best life. I have to walk in my purpose, even when it feels worthless. Nah, to walk in your purpose, even when it feels worthless, even when you are the only one at your shows, you can't close these curtains. But I told y'all, this was a long story short, and I'm already past that, so I'll keep it as short as I can. Because till this day, I'm still fighting silent battles that nobody knows about, but I truly believe that it's all a part of God's plan. And that was the end of that piece.
I like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's dope.
Super deep. Shoot, that was definitely deep. I was kind of like picturing everything.
Yeah, it's, I tried to break down everything because, like, when I wrote it, I wanted it to basically kind of do be a overall of things that I went through. But basically, long story short, is like you could go through a lot of things in your life, but it was this one story that I heard when I was growing up, and I've kept that story near and dear to my heart. Well, whatever I do, but it's a story called "The Carrot, the Egg, and the Coffee Bean." And it's basically to say, like, whatever you go through in life, do you want it to make you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?
Okay, you said that's a real story, like, or is that just something
your family?
Yeah,
it's a real story. Like, if you look it up on Google or YouTube, just look up the carrot, the egg, and the coffee bean. And it's like that story has pretty much been the basis of how I handle situations in my life.
And how long you been doing poetry?
I've been doing poetry pretty much my whole life. Like, since I was a kid, I used to do, like, young authors contests and stuff like that. But I've only been taking it seriously these last 2 years.
So do you got, like, a page or something like that?
I have Instagram.
That you post on?
I post a lot on my Instagram page. I have an artist page on Facebook called The Misfit. Misfit is M-Y-S-F-I-T, but I feel like I post a little bit more on my Instagram. My Instagram is Mahogany the Misfit, all lowercase, all one word.
Mahogany?
Yeah, M-A-H-O-G-A-N-Y-T-H-E, Misfit, M-Y-S-F-I-T.
M-Y-S-F-I-T-S?
M-Y-S-F-I-T.
Okay, well, I'll have to come check your page out because I usually do, like, host shows and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get, like, as many poets, like, once quarantine is over with, especially. You stay in Illinois, right?
Yeah, I do. I live in Chicago.
Okay, cool. That's dope. It's usually in rural Illinois, so I don't know, like, if you can come out or whatever. That'd be dope if you can come out and come hang with some of the other poets that I'm trying to get to all, like, come together. Because, you know, just open space with no judgment. Yeah. Well, I'm Genesis, and this is my first time performing on OG Radio, so I'm on Instagram, too. It's like, it's weird. I say I am Genesis because I am the beginning as a woman, so that's just how I look at my name. But it's 3YE'M, Genesis. So I'll be on there posting stuff, too. Not as much as I should, but I'm going to start now, especially since we're on quarantine.
Yeah.
Right. All right, y'all. I'm going to play a couple quick tracks. I'm going to play a couple quick tracks, then we'll come back to it. All right, y'all?
Okay, cool.
Pussy. Swanky, babe. Put your hands behind your head, then get on your knees. Open wide, don't leave a drop. Just swallow me. Don't choke. Hold it in your throat. I go deeper, then pull it out slow. Lay you on a bed. I just wanna taste. Damn, that shit so good. Fuck it, rub my face. All I want is sex. Kissing on your neck. Licking on your body, babe. Feeling on your breath. Damn, that shit is wet. We that pussy wet. Dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chest. All I want is sex. Kissing on your neck. Licking on your body. Submission mode. Ain't no running, baby. It's just me and you. All I wanna say. S-E-X. Keep kissing on your body, baby. Feeling on your breast. Damn, that shit is wet. Oh, we that pussy wet. Dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chest. All I want is sex, dripping down my face. Yo, come on, on my chest.
All right, y'all, we are back. The first track was How Many Times by Beyonce Echoes. The second track was SEX by my little bro Josiah D'Amore. You can catch him on Apple Music. He has two projects out. They're actually great music. R&B is kind of finding its way back, so you can definitely catch him on there. How important do y'all think poetry is to people's daily lives?
Honestly, I believe it saves a lot of people because it's an open space where people don't feel judgments and they can speak their true thoughts and their feelings about whatever's going on in their personal life or even in society and speak and, you know, have a voice to actually be heard instead of muted all the time. Sometimes it's necessary, you know, to go out and, you know, let everything that you having in your head and in your body to be spoken out to other people. And you may be surprised, you might touch somebody else with your words of encouragement and, you know, have that, effect on another person. And you might save somebody else's life just by them listening to you.
Right.
So I think it's really important.
I would say that I definitely agree with Genesis, because that's kind of how I feel about poetry. Like, poetry is my life. A lot of people ask me how I got started with poetry, and, you know, like I said, I've done it, you know, when I was a kid, but as an adult, I didn't start taking it seriously until I attempted to commit suicide. The first thing after I did that, I heard this instrumental called the 10 Toes Down Challenge, and I've seen a lot of people doing it. So my therapist at the time had gave me a task, like, to, you know, just write and stuff like that. So upon me writing, I ended up writing, like, my first track. And that was pretty much just the basis for, like, what I'm doing now. But I can say that, to me, a lot of people do it for whatever reasons, like, for money purposes. They might do it, you know, for attention, or not necessarily bad attention, but like good attention, just to get them like recognition and stuff like that. I do it because it's therapeutic for me.
That's true. And poetry is definitely therapeutic for any and everybody who's into it. When I was writing poetry, it was definitely therapeutic for me at the time when I was going through. I haven't wrote anything probably in 3 years. But I plan on giving y'all a little taste sooner or later on one of these Thursday nights.
Stop playing and
go ahead and just spit something out.
I ain't got nothing right now.
You got some old stuff. Old pieces are just as well, you know, marinated to be good pieces.
It's sexual shit. That's the.
I got a lot of sexual poems too.
I'll tell you what. I'll do one of them next week.
Next Thursday. Okay, bet. I don't want to hear no excuse.
I'm gonna be looking forward to this.
No, I follow every week.
Yeah, I know. You definitely be on it every week. So next Thursday, I'm gonna hold myself accountable. I'm gonna drop on y'all next Thursday.
Okay, I'm gonna be waiting.
I'll be coming up front sometimes, you know, whether it's music or poetry.
No, you can never come up short with poetry. Poetry is, like she said, it's therapeutic, and it's not for anybody to judge. It's just, you know, words that come from you, and that's all it should be.
I've heard like the shortest poem, but has the most meaning to it.
I have a lot of those.
It was literally. Yeah, I heard one. It was literally three lines, and those three lines meant the entire world. I can't remember what the hell it said, but it was, I'm like, damn, that shit is deep for three lines. That's deep shit.
Yeah.
You got another poem for us, Genesis?
Would you guys like me to do another poem?
Yeah, because I didn't get to hear
it. Well, the first one I did was a little, it was way longer than this one, but I can do a piece. Did you? Okay, I remember that the Mother's Day piece I did. Did you ever hear it? Because I know we was on IG Live trying to do it. Did you ever hear it or no?
I heard it. Yeah, I did.
Okay. So you want me to do something different?
You can, if you want to share that again, that's fine, you know, for everybody who didn't hear.
Okay. Let me see. I got so many. I got to find it in all these poems. Okay, I found it. Okay. This is called, you know, Mother's Day just passed, so. This is called My Mother. My Mother. Right. My Mother is my God. She's my Jesus, the one that resurrected and stayed with me, carrying me in my womb of deep endearment and deep affection, giving me the opportunity to be born, to be innocent, to be curious, to be selfish, reaping the life of milk from her bosom, all the while digging her fingers into the soil of social stigma on the west side of Chicago, where the city blows through the city of statistics, being a 15-year-old on welfare. Well, hell, it's not fair to be raped and beat down into the ground of domestic gun rounds. They shoot you in the chest pal. They'd rather see a gold band on your left hand than to eat those already leftover made family. My mother stayed strong and got her first apartment all alone. Roaches painting the walls and a yellow brick road of piss going down the hall. See, my mother sat at the bus stop with city snowstorms with two kids in public uniforms. See, my mother stayed down, readjusting her crumbled up crown, turning all our frowns upside down. See, my mother is my mother because I love her, because she is my mother. And that was my Mother's Day poem.
And it still sounds so fresh. For the second time hearing it, still sounds so ugly.
Yeah, I appreciate
my
mom a lot.
Yeah. I learned that you only get one mother in life. So, you know, my relationship with my mom is a little bit better than what it used to be. Woo!
Well, you know, relationships relationships with, you know, relationships with mom is not always the best, but if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have the opportunity to even have this experience of life, because you only have one. You only have one life, and you don't know what's on the other side of this fence, so you better enjoy it while you can. At least you had the opportunity to be over here in the first place and experience this one life that we do get. So I feel that it's important that you do cherish your mother and your father, because who knows, if we wasn't here, where else would we be? You know? I think we lucky.
Yeah, most definitely. I could say I'm blessed. I didn't, like, for my grandparents, both my grandfathers died. One of them died well before I was born. The other died probably a year or two after I was born. Then my grandmothers both left me about 10, 11 years now. So all I had was pretty much just my parents. And you know how that goes when you get teenagers. But, like, for my mother, it was never really always good. But now it got better, so I thank God for that.
Because you got understanding. You got more of an understanding now. You're an adult. It's different now. You got to pay bills and stuff. You got plenty of time to be an adult. You just don't have enough time to be a kid. So, is unfortunate. You only got into what, you 18, 17 technically, and then the rest of that time, 50 years after that, 60 years after that, you paying bills and trying to figure out life. And they are too. So I don't blame any of them for anything.
Me, on the other hand, I left the nest at 17. I had my oldest son at 16. Me and my mom ain't see eye to eye. I left at 17. It was kind of tough throughout those years, but from what she did teach me, you know, I was always remained humble and, you know, knew how to navigate through life. So it wasn't as bad as most people's situation probably would be if they were on their own. But I definitely learned a lot leaving the house early.
Well, I feel you, because I left around the same time you left, 17, but I didn't have no kids then. I left and joined the military at 21, and I stayed in service for about 8 years. But, you know, I did graduate college. I did all those great things. I just, you know, wanted to get away. I didn't want to be a female statistics and projects and having kids and on welfare. That just wasn't my goal, because my mom had me at 15, and my dad was the same age as you. So I come from teenage parents, so I definitely understand. Well, that was talked about a lot in my household, about don't have no damn kids in my house in high school, because if you do, you can't stay up in here. So we must have had
that. I heard that plenty of times.
Yeah.
But the crazy part was, my parents used to give me condoms. And I just was like, they were definitely looking out for me. I just did the dummy.
Yeah, I mean, some people do, because they didn't want to learn the hard way. But you know what I didn't talk about in high school is college. You know, everybody talked about going to college. We never talked about that. We talked about don't have no kids, and that's it. And they was proud just for that. I didn't get no information about college or any of that. Like, I was completely on my own. I was so, you know, misguided when it came to that. But hell, they didn't know, because, you know, they was teenagers. So I can't blame them for what they didn't know or what they lacked in their mind, because their parents didn't teach them. But in a minority community, sometimes that just, you know, happens. And, you know, we just got to do better in the next generation. You know, that's all I got to do. Miss Fitch, you got some more poetry, or you done for the day?
I got some. I keep having to put y'all on mute because my kids every 5 seconds.
I mean, it is fine. You hear my background. It's understandable.
I know, so that's why I'm trying to keep mad.
Real quick before you look for a poem, you still doing your TV series on Saturdays?
I actually am. So I have a series or a talk show out right now called Keep It a Buck. It's a sit-down segment where me and my co-host Shania, we ask different men from different walks of life the questions that women want to know the answers to when it comes down to relationships and dating.
Okay. I am available this Saturday if you...
That'd be dope. Just text my phone, and then I'll send you all the technicals after you get off the line. All
right. Most definitely.
Well, yeah, that'll go.
So I decided, because a lot of my friends like the way I use a lot of shit, so that's kind of why I ended up staring into the podcast lane and being on the radio. Without incriminating myself, I've had my fair share of women. I think I could give great advice, great views. And, you know, all that shit, especially when it comes to relationships.
Oh, you don't know nothing about no women. She said men's point of view with what they want to know from men.
Right. I could give my, you know, my fair share of, you know, I've dated enough to know where we come from.
Oh, okay.
You know, whatever y'all don't understand, I got you. Can catch up.
As long as you give
I ain't got no questions. I don't even got no questions no more because y'all are.
You said you have no patience?
No. She said that she, as long as y'all give her the real, I said I have no questions because y'all are too complicated.
Oh? Whoa! How are we complicated?
The only reason why I did this show is because everybody I know is in a relationship but me. So I'm basically trying to figure out, am I the problem or, you know.
No, never, never. No.
Never.
Never. Well, don't ever say that.
It ain't the thing. We'll, you know what, I will shout it. I'll put my input on that one.
Okay. We listening.
I remember we did talk about that before, Mister. I'll definitely chime in on that aspect.
Yeah, okay.
You
please don't have to listen to this.
You say what?
No, I was trying to make sure you that I heard you right.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you heard you right. You heard what I said.
So I'm the problem, basically.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. We know the problem. We know the problem. You're not the problem, but we know the problem. Right?
Okay, so what's the problem?
With, you want to air some of it out, Mister?
Shit, you tell me, because you the guest.
It wasn't for the right. I mean, I wasn't going to say that, but the problem to me is given, how can I say it? Pretty much giving that man what he wants too soon. You know? Pretty much like giving up too soon. Like, you meet a guy, talk to a guy. And bam, he's fucked already. So what he was interested in is already out the window because he didn't got what he wanted already. So everything else, he don't give a damn about. If he's not really trying to look for a type, you know, a relationship. Of course, in the beginning, a guy's going to, you know, say whatever the hell you want to hear. But realistically, most men just want to get some fucking jobs, pretty much. And if you give it up too soon, and let's just say it was that, you know what I'm saying? A guy ain't supposed to put up with that shit for too long. I don't think any guy would really want to deal with a woman that has bad sex. Not saying that, you know, you got bad sex or anything like that, but if you give it up too soon, 9 times out of 10, he may not stick around. If the only thing he wanted was to tell you whatever you wanted to hear just to get in your pants. That kind of seems like the realm kind of in a little bit.
I can see where that could be a good answer, but what about in those instances where that's not even like... I'm trying to see how to explain.
If you
that's
give,
not the case, if that's not even involved,
yeah,
if that sex is not
if
even
sex
involved.
Is not the case, if you give your all too soon, if you put like everything into it too soon, that could be kind of scary for a man. I don't think men really know what the fuck they really want.
They don't.
You don't really
that's,
realize
that's the problem
that
right there.
I can be honest with y'all. I don't really know until after the fact. Then it's like, well, damn, well, maybe she was good for me because of this or that reason. But we really don't know what the hell we want. We're just so used to looking at the thickest woman in the world or whatever turns us on, and we all for it. We don't give a damn what your history or track record look like.
Well, I got a question for you. What do they call you on the radio? OG, or they call you Terrell? They call you what? They call you on the radio?
Rail. Yeah.
Rail. Okay, Rail. I just have a question for you. I mean, if y'all really look at it, I think y'all are smart creatures. Well, semi-smart. What can y'all do with a big ass and titties just after so long? Because you know, once you hit about 40, 50, 60s, whatever, that shit don't even mean anything. You're supposed to grow with a person. You're supposed to learn how to build an empire with a person. You're supposed to communicate. Y'all supposed to be making embassies for y'all future generations to come. Like that's what life is. And when you find somebody that's educated and have the same mindset of goals that you have, then you guys come together as one. You can't get that from a pretty face and no brains to go with that. I mean, that's extra. That's nice to have, but those things fade away after a while. Those things not gonna always forever be there. So why do men put so much emphasis on it?
With a dope ass personality, and a lot of guys would never know because they kind of be stuck on that one thing. But not to say that it don't be some women out here too that be trying to get their $40, because it definitely do be some. But
we ain't talking about them hoes. We talking about sophisticated women. I'm sorry, because you've been calling me off guard.
I got the perfect answer. You know how they say, you know, women mature faster than men, or like 18, men mature at, what, 21, 22, 23, whatever the case. My honest opinion, men don't mature until they hit their mid-30s.
35. Yeah,
by
I learned that
time,
too, 35.
Right, because by that time, that's when we actually know what we want. We know what we want to put up with. We know what our future, what we want for our future. Before that, all we want is the ass and titties and the pussy. That's it. I'm going to be completely honest.
I got a good answer. Because this is based on the situation I was in after you finished answering this. All
right. But yeah, I feel like we don't really know what we want until we hit 35. So we ain't going to build shit until that time, because for the simple fact, especially me in my younger days, I would get bored after so long. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're cute and all, your personality dope, cool, the sex is good, great, but now I want something else because I'm bored. And then I would move on
and
to something else.
So,
and I think most guys
that's like, backwards. But you know, women don't have their sexual peak until they hit their 30s. You know that? Men have it in their 20s, then y'all slow down in y'all 30s. So then we had our sexual peak in our 30s, and then y'all didn't slow down. So then we feeling some type of way when we in our 30s and we can't get what we want and be sexually satisfied like y'all was getting all y'all's in y'all 20s. So, like, women and men are definitely opposite. But what I'm saying is y'all are, you know, I think everybody should have fun in their 20s. Enjoy it or enjoy life, and then when you get older, then that's when you're supposed to pursue relationships. But if you're not in your 30s yet, I wouldn't really too much even worry about it. Hell, not even
I,
in your 40s,
I agree.
You're not finding love in there.
I 100% agree. I will be 30 this year, and I'm at that point where I'm like, all right, I'm tired of restarting. I'm ready to just settle down. That's where I'm at.
Not even 30 all the way together. I think it should be like 33, 34, but that's just putting you should never put a number on anything. It's just whenever you're ready, but for that person, I just think people should enjoy the life while we have it, and we should be able to enjoy it with a significant other, whoever that may be. So I would tell you, misfit, don't worry about it right now. Raise your children to the best of your ability, and you know, the universe will send you they would send you who you meant to be with. They definitely, I believe that. I definitely believe that. If you stop looking, it don't happen.
Have you ever heard, like, when people say actions speak louder than words?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, don't give me no lip service. Don't give me no lip service.
So, what about,
I'm good.
Say for instance, I'm like, this is the last thing that kind of made me like, I don't even want to talk to nobody no more. So, I'm a firm believer of actions speak louder than words because that's where we've been taught. But say for instance, you get somebody you're talking to, y'all having a nice ass conversation, y'all going out all the time, y'all hang out, and then they like introduce you to their kids. For me, meeting your kid is a big thing. I feel like I think we meet your kid if we're not going to be serious.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little biased on that one because if you dating somebody for a year and they haven't met your kid or whatever, but you feeling them and they feeling you, but then your kid don't like them. They uncomfortable with them because kids know spirit. So if you hurry up and get that out the way, you don't have to waste your time with that person no more. That's how I think about it. You know, I've tried to do the wait a year or two, and like personally, I'm dealing with something right now. You know, I got a daughter. I'm dating somebody else. You know, we've been dating for almost 2 years. She just met him like 6 months ago. You know, it's kind of a fight right now. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just be like, you know, maybe I should have met her early and then I would have just dropped him and moved on to somebody that she can, you know, vibe with. So, you know, you can't pick between your kids and new spouse. So, I mean, it could go both ways. Sometimes it's good.
It was just a lot of things
bad.
He was doing, I guess, I felt like, it's certain things you do when you're trying to be in a relationship with somebody and it's certain things that you do when you're just trying to knock your rocks off. And I feel like the direction we were going in was like, oh, well, I'm trying to deal with you. But then when you tell me, like, you know, well, I ain't looking for nothing serious right now, so I back off because I'm just like, I know me and I get attached easily. That's why, like, I haven't had any casual sex because I can't have casual sex.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something as a woman, okay? You're supposed to date numerous of men. I'm not saying have sex with them, but you practice on each guy. You're supposed to date numerous of men because you're not married. You're single.
Yeah.
Your job application is going to say single, married, or divorced. You're going to circle single. It's going to say boyfriend on there. So you're going to date multiple men because you're going to figure out who's going to be your husband. And whoever's showing you the most attention or it's really trying to get your attention, and that's women's problem now. Men, they date. They go out. They got money. They go out. They pick women. They go on dates, movies. I'm going to movies with her on Monday. On Tuesday, I'm going out to dinner. On Wednesday, I'm doing this. Whatever. Women, they just want to stay with one dude and just commit all their time to them. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to date until you find that potential husband. That's what dating is for. We're so used to investing our time in being girlfriend and boyfriend. That shit is dead. And if you want to do something like that, that's fine. But I've always, since the last 4 years, I've always just dated. And then, you know, once I'm dating several people, it kind of dwindles down. One person will stop calling. Hey, okay, I still got four other people. Then I'm dating and dating, and they're doing the same thing. We're getting to know people. I'm not married to this person. This is not the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. Women have to stop doing that. We have to explore. Like men go out and explore. I didn't say you have to sleep with them, but you have to date people. You might not like their breath. You might not, I mean, they might shave the wrong way. Their parents might get on your damn nerves. You didn't waste all this time with this one person. Like, date multiple people. Hell, men gonna do it. Why we can't do it? That's what I'm saying.
That's
you got to
really
be open
true.
To the idea. Until y'all become exclusive. Now, when he puts in forth effort and say, I really like you, I'm going to leave all these other bimbos alone. Okay, that's cool. We had a discussion then. But don't just automatically assume that he's going to be wanting to just date only you. Until he comes to you and say, hey, I want us to be exclusive. That's our women's problem. We jump forward too fucking fast. I'm cussing. Don't do that. You know, and you know who taught me that? A man taught me that. Okay, it came from a man's mouth.
Honestly,
it is
like
real deal.
Because even when you go look for a job, the job ain't gonna stop looking for candidates just because you got
exactly
you know, certain things on your list. Because they don't know what your background gonna come back looking like.
And you're going to keep looking for more jobs, right, until you get a holler, right?
Thank you.
So treat me in the same way. It's the same way. Job application, stay single, baby. I do not have a ring on my finger. I'm going to have to date who I want to. But until you come say we're exclusive, we're dating towards marriage. That's what I want to do with you and you alone. Then we have something to talk about. Other than that, have fun. Girl, stop. How are you? I'm sorry.
Just, old as hell.
Yeah, no.
I'm 27.
No. Just 20. Okay. Well, yeah. Enjoy your 20s, please, because they go by so fast. Right. So enjoy them. I mean, I had a lot of talks, too, and I wish I would have did a lot of different stuff, but, you know, it's not all bad.
You learned something.
But why do women get looked down upon if they dating multiple people at one time? But guys,
when you
learn, you know, I was actually gonna ask that. But why is it that women? I don't know. I don't know. I think we men just think that okay, if she dating, you know, multiple guys, we think that okay, y'all fuck. That's what we think. But how Genesis just broke it down. Okay, I get it now. But beforehand, we don't know that. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know that y'all trying to get a feel out for a different type of guy. We didn't know that. We just like, oh, she's fucking with both five different niggas. Oh, she out here fucking.
No, we doing the same thing y'all do. Well, y'all might be out there fucking everything moving around.
I can't even get my balls to jump for somebody that I'm not even stimulated with an inch.
And mostly, women are emotional.
We can just have sex. Yeah, like, we can't just have sex with anybody.
Right.
Most
okay.
of us.
Yeah, we have to be emotionally attached to them. I have to be. I know there's women that necessarily don't have to, but you have to have some type of emotion attached to them. Or they have strong sexual chemistry, but for the most part, no. Women are, we're looking for husbands. You know, we want to have husbands. We want to be married. We want to have kids. We want to do all those things. We want to be loved. You know, we want to be hugged and taken care of. Like, girls, women, we were once girls before. And we look for that affection and that love and that care from a man, you know, to tell us that we're beautiful and tell us that we're pretty, even though we get that from our fathers, if we have fathers. But, you know, that's an important part of a woman as they grow, you know, because society already tells us that we're supposed to be this way. So, it's just natural instincts to be that way. So if you guys are not fulfilling that to us, you know, some guys may not be romantic. That's fine. Okay, I don't want to date him. Some guys may be overly clingy. Okay, I don't need all that. You know, you're just picking and choosing what you need. You know, I'm trying to figure it out just like they're trying to figure it out. So dating is part of life. You're supposed to date, not just be clinging to one person and waste your years with that one person and get nowhere and then be hurt.
I get a favorite and don't know how to act.
Well, he needs to show that he's being exclusive, and you got to love yourself more. As it's called, it's self-love, self-assurance when it comes to yourself. And it took me a while to learn that, and I'm still learning. I don't have all the answers, but I've been a fool plenty of times to know when I see a fool, so I'm going to let a fool know.
Amen.
And I've definitely been a fool. Definitely been a fool, so I got wisdom behind it, and I appreciate all the lessons that I had and all the tears that I've ever cried. So, yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from.
We got about 35 seconds left, y'all, the show. I want to thank both of y'all for coming on the show, doing the poetry, and for this spur-of-the-moment talk. It was great. Any last words from both of y'all?
Just follow your girl on I Am Genesis, and I'm going to be doing some more shows and dropping more poetry come the next upcoming weeks.
Follow your girl at Mahogany the Misfit on IG and pretty much every other social media platform.
Excellent.
And shout out to
thank you for
always,
having
y'all.
Me.
No problem. Always, y'all.
All right.
This is another episode of OG Radio. Presents OG Poetry. Again, always catch my Instagram, LRL1290. You can catch me here on the radio now, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. So yeah, it was great. For all y'all who don't know, we now have shirts and hats for OG Radio made, so we'll be posting that pretty soon on our social media. So tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. Mojave, if you're not busy, always you can call in and drop a little couple jewels.
Got you.
So the show is now over, and I will holler at y'all. Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Bye.